The following is an at-will presentation.
Tick, 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 boom, and the heart goes tick, 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 boom, and the heart goes tick, 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 boom, and the heart goes tick, 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 boom, and the heart goes tick, 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 tick. Boom and the heart goes tick 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 tick. Boom and the heart goes tick 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 tick. Boom.
Tick tick tick. Boom and the heart goes tick 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 tick. Boom.
How do you feel right now?
I feel wonderful. I feel like all of the puzzle pieces have kind of just landed perfectly into each other, and now I can see the picture. It's like if you're looking at a 3D picture, you know. You remember those old books that you had to, like, cross your eyes at and pull out? I was always really good at that, I feel like. And now I can, like, see what's actually underneath what I'm doing subjectively.
What's the best part of this process for you so far?
Listening to the response that I'm getting from other people, which has just been overwhelming.
What's the best thing that someone's written you in the past week?
I mean, besides that my episode with Kyle should win a Grammy.
Which I didn't understand that totally. There was no singing.
No, but like...
Oh, are there spoken word Grammys?
I don't know. That's something that we need to talk about and figure out. Because, like, has a podcast ever been nominated for a Grammy? Is there, like, there needs to be a Grammy section for podcasts.
I think you need to start singing more in these things. Now I would nominate it for a Grammy.
Now it's a
after that.
Did you see that some of the reviews say, can Nico speak into the mic fully?
Actually, yeah. We need to talk about that.
Okay, so we're talking about it. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I just move around too much.
You are. You're a very fidgety man.
I am letting the energy flow.
But see, when you do
that, yeah, I got to do this. I literally have to,
look at your phone, look at it like that.
I can't see shit underneath there, bro. I got to see it like that.
Then move this.
I also have a lazy eye. I can't look to the right. I can't see my phone past this.
Stop, dude.
I'm literally not kidding.
How did that happen?
It's getting worse over time, too. I can't look to the right. Like, anything past straight in front of me to the right, I lose it.
This is like Zoolander.
100%.
I can't turn left.
Oh, that's literally 100%. 100%? What the fuck does that mean? Yes, 100%.
That's literally 100%.
Literally 100%. Wait, did you see?
That's your new coined phrase.
It's literally 100%. Okay, so I just tweeted, I'm about to record a Love Bomb special. Does anyone have any questions they want me to answer? The library is open. I haven't looked at any of these. Let's just start reading. From Anastasia, do you ever struggle with staying sober? If so, what helps you get back on track? I want to make it clear that I'm not totally sober. I do not drink alcohol, but I am definitely an advocate of all things marijuana. I'm fine saying that. We're going to just throw that out there. But, yeah, I mean, I struggle with not drinking. I mean, I love drinking. You know, it's a lot of fun. I miss it at times. But I just, like, keep on knowing that it will hurt me if I start drinking. So I don't. The scariest part of this podcast so far, I think, was honestly getting the response from the guests after they listened to it from the first time. I was nervous about how Kyle was going to feel about listening to his episode. You know, Kyle and I have had some shit that we've dealt with the past month. You know, it hasn't always been super easy. We've had our ups and downs and have become two grown adults and are dealing with our issues in a lot of ways. And I wasn't sure how he was going to respond to it. And he did really well, you know. I was at MTV doing TRL when I got his response, which was fucking incredible. I mean, TRL came back for one night only. Obviously, it wasn't Total Request Live. It was Total Registration Live. And I was on the streets in Times Square registering people to vote all afternoon. And I hadn't gotten a response from Kyle yet. And just as I was about to go on camera, he had texted me. My phone was in my pocket. And he said, that day it aired. He wasn't listening to it. He got really nervous to listen to it. And that was part of my fear, was because he got really scared to listen to it. He was like, I didn't know it was going to be this hard to even press play. And then I was like, obviously you don't have to listen to it if you don't want to. He was like, no, of course I will. And then at 6:30, right before I went on, he just texted, I love you so much. It was great. Thanks for asking me. And it was so nice to listen and hear us talk to one another. And I think it's true. I think that's something that I didn't really realize was going to happen in doing all of this, that I was going to be able to hear us and hear what happened. You know, I feel like our minds change so fast, right? Life just keeps moving no matter what. And we recorded this podcast, over a month ago, almost 2 months ago, I feel like. And I'm already in such a different place in my life, and being able to go back and hear the story between the two of us and hear the love and also hear the pain. And like, I don't know, I get to hear this love story in a way that I didn't even know I had. And I think that is the most special part.
All right, Spencer says, could you talk about your character in the following and what you think his sexuality really was? Well, that's a fascinating, fascinating conversation. True story about the following that nobody knows about. In that show, I had a boyfriend and a girlfriend. And at the same time, in real life, I had a boyfriend in Los Angeles and a girlfriend in New York City at the exact same time that I was shooting that show. I think that Jacob's sexuality was very, very troubled. I think that obviously he had a lot more going on than just the type of person or the sex of the person that he wanted to date. I mean, he was in a cult talking about killing people all the time. I mean, homie had some issues, you know, but he led with his heart too. Each episode is so different, like, that everybody's response is going to be totally different, and it's never going to be the same for each episode. I just think that, like, the unexpected is the most exciting part, and I'm most excited at this point to keep going. Like, I don't want to stop. You know, we kind of had this cap on it for a little bit. Oh, let's do a first season with 15 episodes. We're already way past that. I have no intention of stopping. I mean, we're in the studio today recording this for a reason that we're not even sure. Like, this is all a fucking learning process for us too. And like, I'm just excited to be here with you listeners and you, Will Malnati, doing this all that, like, I don't know. There's a power that there's a responsibility, most importantly, that comes with knowing that I have this microphone in my face. And at some point, what I'm saying is going online. And at some point, somebody's going to listen to it. And maybe a fucking 100,000 people are going to listen to it. Like, that is power. It's not just one picture. It's not just one 10-second video that I'm throwing up. These are real conversations and emotions that I'm dropping. These love bombs, right? I mean, that's what it is. It's like, I feel like the love in my life has exponentially exploded from doing all of this, because I'm self-aware. I'm able to, like, do research on myself. This, like, the amount of self-exploration that's happening in all of this is fucking phenomenal. Jenna, not counting people you know, who are your boy-girl celebrity crushes? Not counting people I know. Girl celebrity crush is Mary-Kate Olsen. Boy celebrity crush, I guess boy celebrity crush is Brad Pitt.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like such a standard answer.
I know, it's terrible. There's a porn star named Colby Keller. A gay porn star that keeps coming back into my head. But what's up, Colby? The one, like, most important thing that I've taken away from this whole experience thus far is that every single person that listens to this podcast is going to hear it so subjectively, right? Everybody's going to have their favorite episode. Everybody's going to have the person that they relate to the most. And even me, when I'm listening to it, like, I am hearing it subjectively. Bethany is listening to these other episodes subjectively because I mean something so much different to her, right? Alicia said to me the other night, she was like, it's so fascinating to be able to listen to these conversations with the other people that mean so much to you, that you've spent all this time with, because when do you ever get to hear your partner talk to other people that they've had relationships with? It doesn't happen. Right. And like, she gets to learn things about me so much faster. It's almost unfair. Like she gets this treasure chest of fucking information on, like, shit that I've gone through. And
And I'm so happy that she has, but like, I want it, you know? Like, I want to hear her talk to other people. Sean, what's the best advice you've been given? My best advice given was from creator of Big Time Rush, Scott Fellows. And he said, look, if you as an actor think that you can do anything else in the world, go and do it immediately, because acting will not work out for you. But if it's the only thing that will get you to wake up every day, you will be successful. Oh my God, Rebecca, what's your phone number? That's cute. I like that. There's so many more layers to this platform that exist that I never even thought about. I mean, I think the most incredible thing about podcasts right now for me is that the audio platform itself leaves so much more room for the listener to create the picture. When you're watching a TV show or you're watching a movie, you see what's happening, right? And you can relate all these characters to your real life. Even if you're watching fucking reality TV or a documentary, like, you see it. But to hear it, you get to paint this whole fucking picture in your head and put yourself in the position of what's being talked about. It's almost like you get to eavesdrop on this conversation in a way. And like, you're at the table next to them listening to us. I don't know, man. Even me, like, I get to take myself out of what I'm listening to and really try to hear two people having a conversation. And it's really special. Joshua asks two questions. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Yeah. A hot dog is absolutely a sandwich. 100%. And if you haven't had a hot dog from Chicago, you have not had a hot dog. Also,
that might be my favorite question.
Favorite question thus far. Also, on said hot dog, mustard or ketchup? I'm ketchup, dude. I want you guys to know that I read every single direct message that I get sent to me. I read every tweet. I read every comment on Instagram. There literally is not one that I don't see. Even articles about the podcast, I'll go in and read the comments in there. Like, I am very cognizant of the response, right? And somebody sent me a DM the other day and said, Nico, you strike me as the most beautiful man inside and out. Literally just wept at your podcast with Kyle because I see so much of my truth in your journey, what you are doing. Living your truth is literally saving lives, and you might not know it. There is great strength to be gathered seeing people like you reflected on the screen and media. Keep shining, brother. Like, somebody took time out of their day just to say that. Like, he didn't have to do that at all. He, she, whatever. Like, nobody has to be listening to this, but people are, and responding and are affected. It's, I don't know, it's the most special thing that's ever happened to me. And look, like, you don't have to agree with everything that I'm saying all the time. Like, I don't agree with everything I'm saying all the time. Like, I am able to listen to what I say and be like, oh, fuck, like, I don't know why I said that. Where did that come from? Like, you have to cut everybody slack all the time and, like, know that we're changing all the time. Everybody wants to be a better version of themselves, and sometimes we say things or do things that, you know, are happening, and this is just like a journal of my life at this point. This is a journal of, like, my artistic expression, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and I just hope you guys, like, stay on the ride with me. If a day we're going to get to where the term the love bomb came from. And it came from actually a larger title, the Atomic Love Bomb, which was a group of people that were all on a text at one point in my life. And it was just like, we just spread a lot of love. But then when we were thinking about the title of this podcast, after we recorded that episode, Wilkes was like, hey, what if we called it the Love Bomb? And it just kind of, it stuck. So I jumped online this morning and started looking up definitions of the Love Bomb. And the first sentence that comes up on Wikipedia is this. Love bombing is an attempt to influence a person by lavish demonstrations of attention. The term love bomb was actually coined by the Unification Church of the United States, who use or have used it to convey a genuine expression of friendship, fellowship, interest, or concern. The expression has also been used to describe the tactics used by pimps and gang members to control their victims, and referring to the behavior of an abusive narcissist who tries to win the confidence of a victim.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Chew on that.
All right, so then, I mean, that's some fucked up shit. Okay, so then I jumped over to the Urban Dictionary, as any, you know, sensible millennial will do. And there are definitely a handful of very interesting ones. Love bomb, one who is full of love and always ready to express their love for somebody. She just randomly tells me that she loves me all the time. She is such a love bomb.
By the way, that's it.
It's 100% it.
I love that we came up with the phrase before reading something like that and now have backed into the definition.
Totally. But hold on. There's also this. Love bomb, when you orgasm so hard that you lay the biggest load down on your partner's face. Man, last night with Gwen, I laid the biggest love bomb in history.
Come on.
Wait, hold on. This is by far the greatest thing that I've read all day. And I can't believe that somebody actually came up with this shit. You're going to die. Love bomb, when a couple goes out to a romantic dinner, stuffs their faces and boils up some hot, steamy ones. Then they both undress and the man sits on the toilet and the woman sits on his thighs facing him. At this point, the couple lock lips and their love bombs slide out of their rectums almost perfectly together, forming a heart in the toilet bowl.
Come on.
Mary and Donnie have a great relationship together. They go out to eat, feel the passion of the flame, and drop sensual love bombs to show their affection. Now that is love. what?
I just
this
love.
Is from Merv Dickman, November 24th, 2011.
Of course, Merv Dickman.
Merv
wrote that.
Dickman. Where you at, girl? Merv Dickman.
Oh.
I wrote you a letter in the second grade. You live in a fire and it's fading away. The love bomb. Emotional voices on the other end of your headphones. A ticking time bomb, heart beating love bomb. Tick, 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 boom, and the heart goes. I didn't know what to expect with all of this, but please know that I hear you. I read every comment. I see every tweet. I see you. No, really, I see you because I am you. A body, a mind, and a spirit. And just like you, my mind's evolution keeps on moving forward. Just like you, mine's a revolution, internal and external, personal anarchy. Just like you, I can overthrow my own government. I am working for the man. However, I am the man. You are the man. I serve myself, and in return, I am willing and able to serve you. I can't say this doesn't exist without you, because it has for a long time, but now you are part of it. You are part of the working machine, part of the conversation, not just eavesdropping, but actively participating. Part of the movement, part of the evolution. Love is louder in numbers, laughs are loudest in masses, tears turn into puddles that turn into rivers that turn into oceans. Fluid thought. The freedom to change your mind. The freedom to contradict. The freedom to yin and yang. The freedom to subjective thought. And the freedom to subjective voice. Happy International Podcast Day, people. And the gag is, you just been love bombed.
It's 100 thing.
Bro, 100 thing. Nico.